Today on Castle Country Focus, we are privileged to have Debbie Pritchard, who is the director of the cosmetology program at USU Eastern. This is a tremendously large and popular program. Thank you for taking the time to visit with us, Debbie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to speak about my program.
How large is the program? People want to get into it, I take it.
Well, I'm glad that you asked that. We are in the process of interviewing for next year right now, and usually we have about 40 students. We always do have a waiting list, though, so it's good if you're interested. It doesn't matter if you're high school, college, or a mom as an empty nester. You know, come in and talk to us and let us help you, because we'd love to be able to further your education.
Now, can men and women?
Absolutely. We haven't had a male student for quite a while. We have housed a few barbers in our day, but usually the guys get scared away of 40 young women in this department. But no, it's great. This is a great male occupation too. You know, that's the one thing that we really do focus on, Delanne, is that we want an opportunity for a sustainable living for men and for women. So that's our focus. That's our goal, as well as promoting young people to be able to enjoy what they do.
Now, you mentioned sustainable living. I would take it that this is a flexible occupation.
Oh, certainly it is. Now, we have students from all different ways of life. We have young moms that are in school, and they only want to work maybe part-time so that their children can pay for dancing, etc. And then we have the student that's full flow, right, wanting to do hair, just to cut hair and to have a good profession in the industry. We also have a focus for young women that complete our program, and while they're doing that, they're attaining an associate degree. And we are one of only two schools left in the state that are capable of offering an associate. Some of our students will complete our program, attain an associate, and go on to get a bachelor's. This gives them that opportunity to earn money while they are focusing on school.
Flexible and leads on to the future, whatever you choose your future to be.
We're very lucky to be, we have a beautiful facility. We're located in the McDonald Career Center. We have a state-of-the-art department. We've been in it a year. And it is truly as nice as an upscale salon, and we're very blessed to have that. We have four programs of schooling. So we have a high school program that is open to juniors and seniors. And the students, if they come in, this is a great opportunity. Carbon School District is so amazing. If that student comes in the fall semester of her junior year, goes to school for 2 years, they are down to one semester of college is all they have left when they're completing school. And that is such a benefit for young women or men to be able to save that kind of money. And we have two college programs that are full-time, and the students are in school for 4 semesters. And we also have an evening program for nail students.
An evening program?
Yes, we have an evening nail program. Only 8 students are accepted, so there's a lot of one-on-one. Students that have entered the program in January will complete by the 1st of May, be licensed, and be able to do nails.
Now, you mentioned the high school students participating in your program beginning as a junior. When they graduate from high school, then they have just one semester left, and they have their associate degree?
They'll have their cosmetology license. They will be licensed to be able to do hair. Now, the associate works along with the college students because they have more time. My high school program, their classes are only 4 hours a day. The college program, they're in school 7 hours a day.
Okay.
The college program is a 2,000 clock hour program.
I know I've heard you mention before that you've been involved with United Way. How does a cosmetology program tie into United Way?
Well, started about 10 years ago, Alicia Morelli with Bellisano started an opportunity for for us as cosmetologists to be able to give back to the community. So in need for help to help women with cancer. So every salon, well, not all, but a lot of salons in town, every Tuesday, they give a portion of what they earn to United Way. For us, that's a little bit difficult. So that's when you've heard and seen us seeing the community with baked goods. This past year, we were able to earn $2,000 for United Way to help defray costs for women that are battling cancer and needing money for gas and food. So we were able to do that this past year. And then we had a really big fundraiser in February. You probably saw that one too, and it was called Let's Nail Cancer, in which we earned $3,500 split between two young children in our community with leukemia. And that too was to help defray travel costs for the families. When I went to deliver the money to one of the families, I was taken back because she told me that they're not from Price and they've lived here for a few years now. But she said, in the community where we're from, no one would have ever known or ever done anything for us like this. And so to me, you know, that speaks volumes for the generosity of our community.
That is touching. That really is. All right. So $2,000 from United Way, $3,500 for these two children with leukemia. And this is all your 40 students are behind all this.
Right. They are. And they work hard to do it. They really do. But the great part about that is that in this world, we need to give back. And that's always been a goal of this program, is that when our students leave, they leave as good stewards of a community, and they understand what that needs to be in wherever they live, in whatever community they decide to live in. I always hope that when they see fundraisers like this, that they come forward and they present themselves.
You've got another event coming up here in just a week or two.
Oh, yes, I do. And that's the fourth annual What Women Want. And that is scheduled for April 7th and 8th. And that is held at the Tuscan. We have some wonderful benefactors that really help us with this. Tony Basso, AGB Broadcasting, KOAL, Castleview, Sutherland, Olivetto's, Edgy Bling. I can go on and on. And they have come forward year after year, and the money that is raised from this fundraiser is for scholarships. Completely use every dime for scholarships for my students. When they get to that fourth semester of school, the costs are just so much, and family money is just running out, and loan money is running out, and this money is set aside for students that really need the help on the last end of their education. So I really appreciate everybody supporting our scholarship fundraiser.
Debbie Pritchard, you are running an extraordinary program. Not only are you teaching flexible and life-sustaining, income-sustaining program, but you're also teaching your students how to live in the community and how to give back. That is a commendable education that you are providing here in Castle Country. You're to be complimented.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, that doesn't just happen by me. I've got great supportive administrators, fabulous staff and instructors. Supportive community only makes it all come together and happen for us.
Thank you for being with us.